Next issue is item number 15, the hearing for the pound nut sighting. Mr. Griss.
Good evening.
Good evening to you.
I will do my best to be brief on this. Just quick up review very quickly on PoundNet. Since 1994, the license has been capped at 161. PoundNet placement can be at most locations. In general, unless there is a substantial evidence that significant impacts would exist, such as use of the permissible waters of the state, marine fishery resources of the Commonwealth, issues involving tidal wetlands, adjacent or nearby properties, water quality, or submerged aquatic vegetation, SAV. We have an application, Mr. C.A. Heath, for a proposed pound net site off of the eastern shore on the bayside. This site, as indicated here on the map, is just to the west of Eastville, Virginia, a little bit south of Smith Beach. Up here you'll notice our Sell Reef, which is about 4.2 miles away, and down here is Cherrystone Reef, which is about 2.6 miles away. Looking at it a little closer, the proposed site is actually 970 feet northwest of the Vortac Aircraft Navigational Aid Station, which is just south of Smith Beach, which is up here. The pound net will be approximately 516 feet in length. You'll note here this is the chart for that area. You'll notice very shallow waters in this particular Gulf area through here, with a bit of a shoal coming down along this edge here. You also notice up here there's a placement on here, issue about southern limit of the regulation 4VAC 2480. What that regulation is and the reason was noted on this map was that purpose of that regulation was it minimized gear conflicts between gillnets and hook and line fishermen in four eastern shore bayside creeks. So we wanted to make sure there was no issue where the placement of this pound net was with that area, and there wasn't. Even though it is a pound net, it still would maybe had a conflict. Just to the south of Mr. Heath's proposed location is Mr. Keith Light's pound net. It is about 2,620 feet south of the proposed location. One of the issues you saw from Regulation 25, we also consider submerged aquatic vegetation based on the VIMS 2011 SAV database. This is the proposed site of the location here. It is 1,000 feet south of submerged aquatic vegetation, being noted here in green on both sides of this little embayment coming up through here. This area here in kind of a lighter gray coming right on down is shoal, and that comes right on down through here, depending on how the satellite shot is taken. Now, we have received quite a bit of public comment on this in opposition. We've received 18 letters and two petitions with 63 signatures combined. The comments that we received partially have to do with finfish. Some consider that this net would adversely affect the fish movements for recreational fishing at or near Smith Beach, or it could have a negative impact specifically on speckled trout fishing in the area, or it could have a negative impact to other commercial harvesters, or it would introduce discarded dead fish to the shoreline. They also noted in their public comments it would have negative economic impact on Smith Beach area, or the net will be a navigational hazard for boaters by narrowing the channel and restricting access to adjacent creeks to the north. And this shot here, again, it's another satellite shot, was showing again, this is the channel that they're referring to, is through here. This is that shoaling area. And Mr. Keith Light's pound net is currently in existence 2,600 feet to the south of this area. Staff has actually visited this site at low tide and noted that through this site, it is barely around 1 foot in depth at the end. So the comment having to do with restricting access up through this area here to the Smith Beach region is valid. It does appear to be a major concern. Staff's recommendation on this, based on that, because it would restrict that access to that area. It's a denial of the proposed pound net site. Now, if Mr. Heath expresses interest in proposing a pound net site that's further offshore, that would allow navigational area of the public access, staff would support an alternative location that would need to be sited and then approved by the commission. With that, it is a public hearing also on this item. Public was notified through the proper measures.
Thank you, Mr. Griss. So your recommendation from staff is denial, but that would leave the applicant free to resubmit an amended application for another site. Is that the intent?
We would propose going out here to the west. That way this area would stay open for navigation. That would be the proposal.
And that would, again, need to be subjected to public interest review, et cetera.
Decided. And
okay. Thank you. All right. This is a public – well, are there questions of Joe from the commission? Okay. This is a public hearing. Is Mr. Heath here?
Yes, he is.
Good evening. If you can, let me go ahead and swear you in and then state your name for the record. Please raise your hand. Do you swear that the truth you're about to give is the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Please state your name for the record.
Curtis A. Heath, Jr.
Well, welcome. You've heard the staff recommendation and concerns the staff laid out, so if you'd like to address those.
I have a little bit of concern over that. I went out there with your man, the survey guy, and I did not propose to close that. As far as I know, there's 80 foot from the end of my trap to the bar. And I tentatively put it in shore so they had room to get by. And that's one part of it. And there will be no fish on the beach, no more than somebody dumping the crap out of it. Because I'm targeting manhead. And speckled trout, pound net, you can look at your stats. Pound net does not catch speckled trout. Most time people go up and down my leader to catch speckled trout. They will not go in a trap. They're too smart. And they had another one there. I read through the thing. It said about crab pots. I'm a crab potter. Pound net has no effect on a crab potter. That's basically what I got to say.
Questions for Mr. Heath? Sir, I think the biggest concern that staff raised is there's not the issues about speckled trout, et cetera. I mean, yeah. I think we're familiar with that.
You
but
think I'm trying to close that off.
Well, yeah, the fact that you've got a lot of boat traffic that goes up to Smith Beach, and that slough is what people use to get up there. I think that's the biggest concern.
I'm not sure that data is correct because when we surveyed, I made sure I left about 80 foot from the end of mine.
That slough is how wide? 600 or 700 feet total?
Yes, I'd say 650, something like that. And mine's proposed at 516 foot.
Right, okay. Other questions for Mr. Heath? Mr. Tacker, did you have?
So how did you come to pick this spot? I was surprised that you would.
There's been some there years before.
It must have been a long time. I'm pretty familiar with the air tour.
I remember him being there.
Yeah, I can.
The Diggs brothers, and then before I was born, there were some there.
Yeah, as you know, that's changed quite a bit, that area.
Yeah.
And as you probably know, the Gulf, that's really the only entrance to the Gulf as well, not just Smith Beach.
I used to live on the Gulf.
I have no other questions.
Okay, any other comments or questions? Mr. Heath, thank you. With that, this is a public hearing. Is there anyone else in support of or opposed to the application? Yes, sir, come on up. Sir, if you can, go ahead and raise your hand. Do you swear that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help
yes.
you God? Thank you. And your name for the record, please?
Harry, C-A-R-Y, Gibson.
Welcome.
All right, we're here to protest. Joe said that you all had little folders, am I correct?
We all have a briefing book, sir.
A little briefing book.
Right.
You'll notice on those briefing books you have a retired NOAA employee who sent you information about the shoaling of this particular area. You've had letters from biologists who talked about the conflict with pound nets being very undiscriminating. They catch anything, including Camp Ridleys, porpoises or dolphins, everything. Now, when you look at this little map that Joe prepared, if you'll notice on this map, right in here, we knew this line was on the map. Now, he has a proposed pound net coming out here. But if you'll notice down here, it says like pound net. Well, these like pound nets, I don't know. Joe, have you got this? We can't scroll up, can we? Okay, but if you'll notice this like pound net, there are three more past that one. And they go right down to where Savage Neck Natural Area Preserve is. So you have at the end of Savage Neck, right across from Cape Charles, you have Point Farm, and you have approximately 5 miles up to the black line. And we've got three nets already there between at the north end of Savage Neck Dunes. And we're going up further. And that area within that framework from where they are up into right here is 3 miles, because I take people, I'm a naturalist on the Eastern Shore, and I take people down to the Savage Deck, drop them off and say, I know you can't walk across the beach unless it's low, mean water because that's the law in Virginia, but don't worry about it. We'll just go back and clean the beach as you go. But there, from that distance to Savage Neck Park is 3 miles, and they have three nets which are much further out than this one's proposed. Okay, so that's one of the problems. I sail, and when I take my boat out, which only draws 2 feet, I come down from this point right here. I'm the 13th, 14th house on the left on the water, and you can see I have water and sandbars in front of me. I go out in a boat, and I'll come down. He doesn't have the other end of this. The other end of this little slough going back to the Gulf is blocked. It's shoaled in. You can get across in high tide in a flat-bottom boat. But low tide, you can go out on the sandbar, which people go from Cape Charles all the way up there to be on the sandbar on Sunday afternoon and party. And the sandbar over in this area is really bare. But you cannot come out of the Gulf, or you can't go north and get out of this slough. So I go out, and I come down here with my grandchildren and whatever. We're doing tubing. Right here, there's a pile of rocks. That's where the vortex used to be. And we fish there. That's a nice place for trout. So what you've got here is you've got all the fish down here coming up. They hit one net. They go around. They start coming up. They hit another net. Tide goes out, and they can't get out because they've hit a net. Well, you can see it on the satellite. They've hit a sandbar all the way up. When they turn left, they're dead. Now, another thing on this is the area to turn, is what I was getting to, is down here on the bottom. This area is very limited. We used to have to go to the rocks and then swing around, either on a tack or a jibe. You'd have to do it. It's just no room in there, especially if you got caught at low tide. Another thing. Lots of people go to the cell, which is located out here, and they come back at night. These pound nets that are marked, or that are there, are not marked with the 1x1 foot flag that they're required. You put one up here, you're going to need more than a flag to keep people from running into it coming in the evening. You need some kind of blinking light. That's about all I can think of, other than our feeling is that what you've done is what we're even considering here is something that the Virginia Trust says that it's for the majority of the people to enjoy, the public trust doctrine, all citizens. What you're doing is taking an area over with 100-and-something people, including Tankard, or Hunger's Beach, and the people who come and visit all the people at Smith Beach. Most of them are just very modest cottages. The people who go to the dunes that want to go out and boat down to the dunes, they're restricted. It's just a very small area owned by one or two people. And they've chosen to put another one, and especially the navigation is just going to be impossible.
Little boats, fine. People are getting bigger boats. You see 22, 30-foot boats. Oh, another thing I want to, was brought up that I think is a terrible idea. What you're doing on this, if I can get my little area, if you're saying that this thing should not be there anywhere, that is the worst place for it. They should put it somewhere where there is no traffic, there is no population, etc. If you take this pound net and move this pound net anywhere out here offshore, you're going to block traffic, sail traffic, I know comes up through here because they come over and they anchor. I'm a sailor. I've been cruising for 20 years, and I know. I tell people come up to the bar and anchor in 20 feet of water. If you have less, you can get down right off the vortex. You used to be able to get in right here. But I know that's going to be a hazard. People coming out of here in kayaks, sailboats, whatever, come around, and the only way they can get back up to the Hunger's Beat, not Hunger, yeah, no, up to, not the Gulf, what is it?
You're right, Hunger's Beat.
River up there? Hunger's Creek. To get up to Hunger's Creek is to go around the bar. You can't go across the end in that slough. It shouldn't be in there anywhere. The other thing, spawning. The Gulf is very deep, goes all the way back, about a mile back up in there. I think someone said they used to live on the Gulf. Beautiful area. Fish come in, where are they going to go? They come out of the Gulf, you're not going to turn right. It's blocked. You have to go left. Going left, you're coming out. Look, what do you got?
Thank you.
You got a big net. Wait a minute, I might have one other thing. I don't think I'm trying to. Everybody had a long time. Oh, one other thing I'd like to say on administrative. We didn't know about this. It was put in a Maryland paper, public notice Maryland paper. We're on the Eastern Shore. I don't remember. I didn't see anyone who saw it over in our area. It could have been. I may be wrong. But they brought it. A guy from New Jersey brought it down. That it had been posted as a notice. I don't know if Joe has it with any other paper, like the Eastern Shore Post.
Thanks for pointing that out. We'll ask staff and follow up on that.
Anyway,
but yeah, it's normally noticed in Virginia paper.
I represent the beach and the people who live there, retired, and, you know, people, and that's who I represent. Thank you for listening to us.
Thank you. Are there any other comments for or against the proposal? Yes, sir. Come on up. Hi. If you'd raise your right hand, please. Do you swear that the testimony you're about to give to be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Please state your name for the record.
Brent Weitziger.
Thank you for coming.
Yeah,
please share
your Smith Beach also, comment. And my main purpose for coming here today is we got the notice, was postmarked September 11th to come to this meeting, and it pretty much everybody on the beach has already had prior plans or left for the winter, and I just want to let you all know there would have been a lot more people here who are opposed to the net. Other people even then wrote letters, and they would have come if we would have known about it a little bit sooner.
Fair enough. Can you tell us the reasons for the opposition primarily?
Well, as stated in the letters, and my reason for the opposition is I don't see any point of having another pound net there. I don't understand why you need more than the three. The rest of the people, of course, are because of recreational mostly.
Thank you.
Recreational fishing and tubing. Yep.
Thank you for coming to share your comments. Are there any other comments on the net? Yes, ma'am. Come on up. If you don't mind, I'll go ahead and swear you in if you'd raise your right hand. Do you swear the testimony you're about to give to be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Thank you. And please state your name.
My name is Claudia Bagwell.
Thank you for coming.
My daughter and I own the property just to the north of the proposed pound net, and my brother, C.A. Turner III, owns the property just to the north of that, historically known as Wilkins Beach. And we all wrote letters, so I'm just kind of interested enough to come in person and say my two main reasons were sometimes the pound nets are located on shore, which I don't think they should be. On the beach, which I really don't think that's how it should be. And that has a negative impact on swimming and kayaking and paddle boats, any kind of inshore recreation. And the second reason is because of the navigation, which I think is a major concern. I've been a boater my whole life, and I say ditto to what everybody else said before.
Thank you very much. Are there any other comments to come before us? Mr. Heath, would you like to offer any final comments as the applicant? If so, please come on up to the microphone. Okay, fair enough. It matters before the commission for discussion and action. Mr. Tankard.
I know their area well, and I just want to comment on a couple things that have been already been said. First, the traffic there, I think Mr. Badger probably can say the same thing. The boat traffic's pretty significant for the Eastern Shore. The beach that exists on a low tide there, you'll have numerous boats with families there, and they're water skiing, tubing, et cetera. So this area is trafficked and recreated pretty heavily, and as you can see from the images there, the net will, as far as I can see, preclude that. So I can sympathize with the protestants, although I understand Mr. Heath's need to make a living. But at the same time, I see this as a real navigation issue.
Thank you. Further comments?
I agree with Mr. Tankard's assessment, and sometimes I wish we could move to locations and hear more get a better feel sometimes. I think there's a lot of opposition to this project, that people that could not otherwise make it out for whatever reason. I did see comments going all the way back to August 23rd, some of the letters, so obviously there was some knowledge of this boiling up. But and I sympathize with the applicant. There is a competition for the rights for fishermen and the landowners, and I see this as a classic example, but I believe it's there far too much traffic and activity and water activity in the area for another pound net there, so that's my position.
Thank you. What's the pleasure of the commission?
I would move
Mr. Fox
to endorse staff's recommendation, which is to deny the permit in this location.
Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
Second by Mr. Sessoms. Further discussion on the motion? I would just note, I'm also sympathetic to the applicant, but I would point out, though, this is the first time that I can remember staff recommending denial of a pound net. Sometimes they recommend a slight adjustment or modification in the siting, but I think that reflects the fact that it does significantly impact navigation in the area. Because that is a primary route in and out of the Smith Beach area and the Gulf. So I think if the applicant wants to come back and make modification, they can submit a new application. But that's probably the strongest recommendation I've seen against one, despite the sighting of pound nets in some very high traffic areas. I mean, this is just a particularly acute choke point. So with that, is the commission ready for the question? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, like sign. Motion carries. Thank you.